your mother would say to you, this is your uncle and his wife is your...
Aye.
Do you ever say aunt around here? Never do. Colored people do?
Some of them would, once in a while. Holly will say aunt. Say aunt, yeah, aunt.
Aunt. Before birds build their nest, I mean, before birds lay their eggs...
They build a nest.
They build many of...
Trees, some of them do, some of them build them on the ground.
Uh-huh.
A pottage, and a boulevard builds all on the ground. Them two I know.
What do you call these big white birds that follow cows around?
Oh, that's a cow. Kind of bird, I don't know what his name is.
I see.
He's just been in here for a few years. I've heard the name, but I always call them cowbirds. All the cows
picking
up the bugs.
Yeah,
you know what they're doing? They're walking along on that cow, feeding in that grass, the insects are flying out, and he's catching them. That's what they're doing.
Is that what they do?
That's what they do.
Uh-huh. Wherever you see a cow, you see some of them white birds.
Yes, you see maybe two to the cow, or one to the cow. I don't care how many's in the field sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, they're good for the cow, then.
They keep the insects, eat it.
Uh-huh. Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit on many different...
little chairs and desks. I got a homemade bench and that belongs to my wife's grandmother.
Is that right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. The posters, holes for it and pegs. I show it to you.
Just pegged in.
Two posts. Uh-huh. Two on each end.
If a little boy fights, he puts up both of these, what?
Fist.
Uh-huh.
If it ain't a rock. A bottle or something.
Speaking of bugs, what do you call the thing that flies around and stings you and draws blood?
Mosquitoes.
And
one bit you here a while ago.
Yeah, right.
That's what you're scratching.
That's right. And what do you call these bugs that are about? They're black, about this long, and they've got two real filmy wings.
Roach.
They fly around and they're going to fly like this. Hover for a while and then they'll fly.
They got mosquito hawk, that is.
Mosquito hawk. You ever hear that called a snake doctor?
What?
You ever hear called a snake doctor?
No.
Never did. And if the sky isn't sunny, it must be full of
clouds.
And right now we're sitting outside your...
In the shade.
In the shade outside your, what's that?
House.
The house. You say house rather than home.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And well, that's handy, you see, because if we was off, I'd say my home. But here at the house, I say at the house.
It's
like if we get up, I'd get up, let's go in the house, get a cool drink of water or something like that. I don't say let's go in the home, I say let's go in the house.
I see.
It rhymes up better in a way to me now.
It does.
Of course, it might not to...
It does.
Other people.
Uh-huh. Your home is the whole place.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Something in the farm was getting after your chickens. You didn't know what it was. It might be a possum. It might be a fox. See, I'm going to get my shotgun and get after that what? What would you call it?
Vomit.
Uh-huh. And do you ever eat any of these little things about the size of my finger? You boil them, they turn pink. They come out of the ocean. They come out of the ocean.
Crab.
Crab or
small.
Little ones smaller than a crab.
Shrimp.
Uh-huh. And
I don't eat them.
You don't like them? Uh-huh. And if you don't want a wool sweater to draw up, you wash it in cool water because hot water will make it what? What's another word for draw up?
Draw up.
And what's another word for it? You ever say?
Shrink.
Uh-huh. And I'm just quiet at the microphone here. I'm just... what am I doing just now?
You.
My finger.